In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I still remember very well getting up early in the mornings just to watch space shuttles take off. We'd set the clock, get the coffee, and wait. And wait and wait, even if it didn't take off on time, we still wanted to be there when it did. Wanted to watch it. Wanted to be a part of it. I'll never forget watching a shuttle flight about 30 years ago that was going to be very special. The first flight with a woman on board, a woman astronaut. I remember waiting and waiting, and finally ignition took place, and that rocket slowly began to take off, then shoot high into the air, higher and higher and higher. Then all of a sudden that rocket exploded. Simply blew up and right in front of our eyes, and this huge cloud formed. And fire rained down, and people died. And our eyes were filled with tears. I go to the hospitals quite often. I went to visit someone not long ago from out of town. And she said, David, I've rarely been sick a day in my life, and now here I am with cancer. Cancer in the hospital. What am I doing in this place? 2 weeks before, she said she was strong, she was healthy. At least she thought she was. But today she was weak. She was sick. And in 2 weeks she was dead. And Jesus says, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other will be left behind. Two women will be grinding meal, one will be taken and the other will be left. So keep awake, therefore, for you do not know when the end will come. It was images and thoughts such as these that you and I always approach the first Sunday of Advent. The theme for this Sunday is and always will be ready. Be alert. Be ready at all times to meet your God, to meet your God face to face, because soon the end of history is going to be here. I'm not talking today, though, about the end of history, the end of the world as we usually think about it. I'm talking about the end of my history, the end of your history, the fact that one day you and I will die. One day you and I will be dead. It might be 10 years from now, 25, 30 years from now. It might be tomorrow, maybe even this afternoon. As I'm driving up to Oxford for Thanksgiving, Darling Be Home Soon by the Lovin' Spoonful comes on. There's a line in that song that says, a quarter of my life is almost past. A quarter of my life is almost past. And I think to myself, three quarters of my life has already passed. I don't have a lot longer. I'm not trying to stand up here this morning though and be morose. I'm not trying to stand up here and be depressing. I'm just being honest. We begin the church year this day, and in 2 months we'll be at Ash Wednesday. And you'll kneel up there at that altar, and one of us as priests will say to you the words, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We say those words that day, and I say these words today as an invitation for us to live, not to die. An invitation for you and me to live fully, and every single day we're alive. To live a life of expectation, a life of wonder, and a life of love. I hope everyone sitting here this morning lives with the assurance that we are children of God, that you're a child of God, that if you died today, you would know for sure without a trace of a doubt that you would be in the loving arms of God. Not because of your good behavior, not because of your good theology, but simply because you're a child of God who is loved by God. Always think of that thief hanging on that cross on Good Friday. No religious degree, no good behavior, just pure grace. Christ looked at him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. I think knowing this, knowing God's love for each one of us, I believe that you and I are called to live a life of love. A life of love as long as we're alive. To love and to share love with those who are closest to us. those nearest and dearest to us, our husbands, our wives, those we love, our children, our friends, to be positive and loving in our outlook and our life toward all persons. I've used Will Campbell many times, and I will use him again. He always said one time, a little book called The Glad River, he said, my granddaddy always told me, Will, always treat the people as if you love, as if you were going to die tomorrow. Always treat the people you love as if you were going to die tomorrow. Then you'll never be sorry for the way you treated them today. I think we're also called to live each day for other people, to live by and with the values that Christ Himself gave us, to take risks, to take stands, to speak out against poverty and racism and sexism and homelessness and injustice and all those things which divide and separate us, to stand up and say, this is wrong, and then work to change it. Change it for the better, that others might know the love of Christ. So to be honest about it, I'm much more concerned about my life today, about your life today, about this world in which we live and how we live together, than thinking and worrying about what's known as the end of the world. We've all heard about the rapture, heard about the end of the world in the popular books out a few years ago about being left behind. I think maybe I worried about that at one time when I was much younger, about what I would be doing when Christ came back. How would He find me? What would He do? What would He do if He found me in a dirty pool hall somewhere where I wasn't supposed to be? What if I was doing something I wasn't supposed to do? Let's say looking at a dirty magazine. What would Jesus do? Would He leave me behind? Would He take my friend who hadn't looked at that book and leave me behind to burn in hell? I used to worry about things like that. I don't anymore. I'm convinced now that if I were in a pool hall or reading a dirty magazine, maybe even out partying with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, and Jesus came back or I died, I would not be left behind. Not because of anything I've done, but simply because the love of Christ is stronger than the judgment of Christ. The love of Christ is stronger than the judgment of Christ. And thank God it is. Amen.